Stark, this is Rick, trading on William Bearer. William Bearer, BEARER. B as in boy, BEARER. Date of birth is 2/18/45. Date of visit is 7/20/23. Next paragraph. Dear David, thank you for sending William Bearer for primary evaluation. Next paragraph. His chief complaint is shortness of breath with activity since 6 months. Next paragraph. His present illness. This is a 78-year-old male with a history of obstructive sleep apnea, CHF, and history of anemia. Has been short of breath for over 6 months period. The patient was sent for a CT chest on 6/3/23, which showed central lobular emphysema and scattered nodular ground glass opacities in the upper lobes and moderate bilateral pleural effusions with atelectasis of the lower lobes. He has not been on any diuretics recently. Can you please add in the first paragraph, this patient with a history of diabetes mellitus coronary artery disease and COPD has shortness of breath with activity. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of coronary artery disease, status post CABG times 3, and history of hypertension and diabetes mellitus for over 10 years. He also has a history of anemia and obstructive sleep apnea, and has a Inspire device implanted for his sleep apnea. he had CABG times 3 and a cholecystectomy. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 32 years and quit. No alcohol use. Worked as a truck driver. Next line, medalist included Synthroid 50 micrograms daily, Metformin 500 milligrams BID, Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, Ropinirole 4 milligrams daily, Atorvastatin 80 milligrams daily, Gabapentin 100 milligrams TID, and Azelacin nasal spray twice a day. Plavix 75 milligrams once daily. Next line. Okay. family history, the patient. Can you also add in the past history? Past history also includes hypothyroidism and hyperlipidemia. Next, family history. Mother died of heart disease. Father died of old age. Next line. Allergies. No drug allergies listed. Next. Paragraph. System review. The patient has lost weight. He has fatigue and has cataracts. A shortness of breath, wheezing, coughing of bloody mucus, and persistent cough. Also has abdominal pains, heartburn, constipation. He has arm pain and leg swelling. He has anxiety attacks. He has urinary frequency. He has no dizziness but has hoarseness. And he has joint pains, muscle aches. Denies seizures, headaches, but has memory loss and no skin rash, but has leg edema. Next paragraph. Physical exam, this averagely built elderly male, alert, pale, and no acute distress, no clubbing, there's mild leg edema, blood pressure 110 over 60, pulse 92, respirations 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 170, saturation 90%. HEND norms, phallic pupils reactive, tongue is moist, throat is mild, injected, ears, no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest, equal movements with diminished excursions. Crackles at both lung bases with diffuse wheezes bilaterally. Heart, the absence are irregular, S1 and S2, no murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no rhinomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, 1 plus edema with diminished peripheral pulses. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin was dry and cool. Next paragraph, impression number 1. CHF with bilateral flow effusions. Number 2, COPD and emphysema. Number 3, history of diabetes mellitus. Number 4, hypertension. Number 5 is atrial arrhythmias. Number 6 is history of coronary artery disease. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete PFT and go for an ultrasound of the chest to evaluate the pleural effusions. We will decide on doing a thoracentesis in case the pleural effusion is significant. Also, add a diuretic and continue with this ventral and inhaler, 2 pups PRN, and advise to come in for a follow-up visit in 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. David Weinreich, W-E-I-N-R-E-I-C-H, W-E-I-N, I'm sorry, R-I-C-H, W-E-I-N-R-I-C-H, M-D. David Weinreich, R-E-I-C-H. R-E-I-C-H-M-D. Thank you. This doctor is...